For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, last week we didn't get to the death of the comedian Jerry Lewis, who, I must admit, completely escapes me. I don't really like him, but I understand many folks did.
The public was somewhat divided on that. I think that when the films of Jerry Lewis began to be hugely admired in France, that a lot of Americans were bewildered. What is it that the French are seeing that we are not seeing? And I think also to discuss him on Theater Talk, that people may be oblivious of any theatrical legacy at all. He did even tour to Buffalo in Damn Yankees, and it was in our city that his costumes were stolen during that national tour. But the broad characters that he played, when he went into movies, characters that he had played even in the Catskills with Dean Martin, Dean Martin was able to broaden, become a kind of a leading man type, but they still expected these caricatures of Jerry Lewis in the movies, and he did them. And those do not always wear well, but the talent of the man is in some ways astonishing. I got to interview him one time during the national tour of Damn Yankees. He had previously done Hills a Poppin' with Lynn Redgrave, but for this tour I got to talk to him, and he said he looked forward to returning to Buffalo because he had made his professional stage debut in Buffalo when he was 16 years old.
Really?
Yeah, a burlesque house that was in former Shelton Square, I guess the convention center, the main place mall. They've sort of obliterated that nexus of streets in the downtown area. But there was a square that was abundant with vaudeville and burlesque houses. And Jerry Lewis's father, who was also an entertainer, his parents were entertainers in the Catskills, allowed him to go and open in Buffalo because his father had a friend who was on the bill. So Jerry Lewis, all kinds of confidence, and in those days doing that lip-sync act to records, but not quite understanding that at that young age that almost the entire audience was there at a burlesque house to see the girls. So when he got booed and jeered off the stage, he went shocked into the wings and said to his father's friend, "I'm getting back on the train and going back home to New York." And his father's friend said, oh no, you are not. You are going back out on that stage for the next show, and you're going to figure out how to engage this audience. And, you know, he went back and it was a little better, but you know, that's where he cut his teeth, Buffalo, New York, and he never forgot it.
Wow, a little theater history here.
Right there.
Curtain Up is coming, and before Curtain Up, there are a number of previews, including the opening of Peter and the Starcatcher out at Musical Fair.
Yeah, it's a charming show and an all-ages kind of family show, even though my nephew as a tween, preteen, just thought that it was absolutely perverse. So it's a backstory to Peter Pan, how Peter Pan comes to be Peter Pan, and it's full of opportunity for the flights of invention for which director Chris Kelly is known.
Now, speaking of Curtain Up, the Monday before, there's going to be a new star in the Plaza of the Stars.
Stephen McKinley Henderson, who a longtime faculty member in the Department of Theater and Dance at UB, originally from Kansas City, but certainly adopted by our city, best known as one of the definitive interpreters of the work of August Wilson. He appears in the film Of Fences, recreating his Tony-nominated performance with Denzel Washington and Viola Davis. He's on Broadway in A Doll's House Part 2, which has just received a glowing review from the New York Times. I saw it and talked about it previous to this review. I concur. He is remarkable in this role and has been credited with reinterpreting the role. They're saying that this is proof that this is a wonderfully good play and that Stephen McKinley Henderson gives the character a kind of monumental gravitas. And this is a playful feminist comedy, A Doll's House Part 2. But Steve will be coming back for that event on the Monday.
Hey, I got up to Stratford and I saw a wonderful play, which they say was George Washington's favorite play, by the 18th century Irish-born playwright Richard Brinsley Sheridan, called School for Scandal.
Was that opportunity or preference? He also saw Robinson Crusoe. There's lots of things that he might have seen. But okay, let's just go with it. His favorite play.
Well, whether or not the father of our country loved it best, I can tell you that the production they're putting on at the Stratford is absolutely first class. It's directed by their artistic director, Anthony Cimolino. I'm just in love with Mr. Cimolino. I think he's got it. And when he directs, man, it all comes together. And another cool part is one of their Stratford stars, Geraint Wyn Davies, who just knows how to milk a laugh. He's shameless, what can I say? But it's a whole lot of fun.
So shameless, he in, but Jerry Lewis out. All right. I will have to... A question of calibration, I think. So
there we go. Yeah. School for Scandal. It's at the Stratford Festival through October 21st. Recommended highly.
All right.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.